The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I welcome us all. I also welcome our internet audience and those who are watching from our other church locations around the world. Praise the Lord. Our major emphasis this month is on the matter of wisdom. We'll be going very deep this month in the matter of wisdom. Because when we are talking about more than enough, you can't access more than enough outside of the wisdom of God. And so we are kickstarting this morning with the wisdom of thanksgiving. The wisdom of, and this is part two. I said in the first service that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. And so every other thing is just after it. Wisdom is the main thing. Somebody said the main thing. It's so important. Wisdom is the principal thing. And clearly, everyone that has wisdom walks in more than enough. And one of the major areas of wisdom that we need to have is the wisdom of thanksgiving. And that's why I'll be preaching on the wisdom of thanksgiving, part two. What is thanksgiving? That is an attitude of appreciation to God for something received. An attitude of gratitude. An attitude, a disposition of thanksgiving. A behavior that shows that what you received, you are grateful for it. Modupe moria anugbao. Modupe moria anugbao. Tori ki chekoko eniyan lori anugba. Modupe, modupe moria anugbao. Modupe. Some differences between the thanksgiver, which I call the wise, and the ungrateful, which I call the unwise. I've never heard this comparison anywhere. It's not read from a book. It's not downloaded from anywhere. It's direct from the throne of grace. God just told me, sit down. Let me teach you something. Let me show you how the wise behave. Let me show you how the unwise behave. Let me show you what distinguishes men that makes me favor some people and it makes me look as if I don't know some people. The first service I gave us four. In this second service, by privilege, I'll give us another four. Do you want me to go through the four in the first service or we should just go straight on? Should we go through it? Okay, the first is the wise see what God has done, but the unwise cannot see what God has done. The wise can see what God has done. The unwise, I told them in the first service, you can rule a line, the wise and the unwise, the grateful and the ungrateful. Just put it like that. The wise, the unwise. So one is the wise see what God has done. The fool cannot see anything God has done. Number two, the wise or the thanksgiver, thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. Number two, thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. Murmuring and complaining is the habit of the fool. Thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. Murmuring is the habit of the fool. Number three, The wise never take God for granted. The unwise doesn't care about God. They just take God for granted. That's why they are grounded. The wise never take God for granted. The unwise always take God for granted. They take sleeping and waking up for granted. They take having a husband, a wife, a children, having children, they take it for granted. Number four, the wise thank God for every little thing. The fool thank God only for big things. When they buy a Mercedes Benz, they will thank God. But when they buy petrol into their car that they have presently, they don't say anything to thank God. When God gives them a motorcycle or make sure their leg doesn't have arthritis, they don't thank God for it. Until they buy a Pathfinder Jeep. Until they have something big, then they say, come and see this big thing. Well, anything's ahead, forget it. What's the big deal? Everybody has it now. Well, this is the second service. Number five. Difference between the wise and the unwise. Number five is that the thankful is always remembered. The ungrateful is always forgotten. There's a major difference between thanksgivers and ungrateful people. The wise are always remembered. The thanksgivers can never be forgotten by God. The unwise are always forgotten. Psalm 132 verse 1. Lord, the Lord remembered David in all his affliction. David was in affliction. He was going through pain. God remembered him. Somebody's here today, God will remember you. I say somebody's here today, God will remember you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. God will remember you. I say God will remember you. I say God will remember you. One of the things that make everyone to remember you is your habit of thanksgiving. If your voice is not known, your voice of thanksgiving is not known in heaven, your voice of prayer cannot be heard in heaven. If your voice of thanksgiving is not known in heaven, when you lift up your voice, bombarding God, God, I need this. I go with it. I don't know this voice. When last did I hear you sing praise worship to me? When last did you go on your knees? When last did you go on the floor? When last did you lift up your hands to worship me? When last did you clap your hands? When you don't remember to thank God, you are being at risk of being forgotten by heaven. Nobody here will be forgotten in Jesus' name. Number six, difference between the thanksgiver and the ungrateful is that the wise, which is the thanksgiver, acknowledges God as the doer of all things. The fool or the ungrateful sees their beauty, skill, and connection as the source of their blessing. I come again. Number six. The wise acknowledge God as the doer of everything that happens for them. But the fool sees their skill. I had a first class. I had a 2-1. I'm very good at what I do. I'm very beautiful. I have connections. I know the president. I know governors. I know a very close friend of mine was very close to one of the former governors who was a governor for 8 years and also went ahead to federal and also became a very top person in the nation for another 8 years. But he never benefited anything from the guy. Nothing. 16 years of being friends with somebody who is big, but not the only thing he benefited was one time he had a problem in his place of work and he went there and the guy offered him a bottle of Coke. connections fail. What cannot fail is our acknowledging God regularly, not our skill, not our beauty, not our connection, not our skill, not our education. In Psalm 124, verse 1 to 7, Psalm 124, verse 1 to 7, the Bible says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, if it was not God who was on our side, now may Israel say, go on, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. You are escaping everything evil today. I say you are escaping everything evil today. Say a louder amen. Amen. Number seven, difference between the wise and the unwise, between the thanksgiver and the ungrateful one, is the wise feed God through thanksgiving. The foolish starve God through ingratitude. The wise, they feed God. They give God food. Ope lo njere, ejeba, eje kokore o, ope lo njere, ope lo njere, ope lo njere, ejeba, eje kokore o, ope lo. If you see somebody that is very wise, they feed God very well. God is very full with their food every day. They serve him delicacy in the morning. They wake up in the morning with thanksgiving. There is no me without you, Lord. You made me what I am. When I am weak, you're always strong. There is no me without you, Lord. No me without you. Know me without you, Lord. Know me without you, Lord. Oh, know me without you, Lord. Know me without you, Lord. Oh, know me without you, Lord. Know me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. Oh, know me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. Oh, no me. No me, no me, no me, no me, no me. No me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. Oh. That's how they wake up. They just feed God. And God will be on this early in the morning. He will just get up. He will be looking like this. You have done so much for me. You have taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me. Oh, he has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me. After some time, he begins to dance because his stomach is full. He's not being starved. But when you see the unwise, they wake up with murmuring. I knew that there would be no light when I wake up this morning. I knew that NEPA would have shut down the light. They said the national grid is down. National grid is down, but your tongue of thanksgiving is not down. No matter how bad things are in this nation, this is not the worst nation in the world. Friends, the wise feed God through thanksgiving, the unwise what they offer to God is what God cannot eat, so God is starved. What's that thing inside chicken that we don't eat? Bile. They offer God bile. How many of you will go to somebody's house, they fry bile with good oil, maybe olive oil, good oil. They fry it with bile. They season it with seasoning. Wonderful caterers are here. And they now offer it to you. They say, "This I present you this sumptuous bile. Devour it. It's bitter." That's what the unwise think. When you want to offer God praise, you offer him quality. There's not a kid. Oh God. The person we are talking about is not a small boy. At my little level, by God's privilege, if I visit your house, there's a minimum level of reception I must get. As in, you know I'm coming. Or you don't even know, I just enter. You'll be going and say, "What can I do?" The person we are talking about is not a kid. You can't be thanking him and just do like this. We are just... That's offering him by. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Well, I need to run now. Number 8, difference between the wise and the unwise is that the wise count God blessing. That's what the choir sang this morning. And the unwise count losses. Yay. The wise always count blessing. They will go to their hand like this and be counting different blessings that God has done for them. Go to Psalms 103 verse 1 and let's see how long we can go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now let's start looking at those benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Somebody say 1. Who healeth all thy diseases? Somebody say 2. Who redeemeth their life from destruction? Somebody say 3. Yesterday when I was coming, I met somebody. Just stop there. I met somebody who told me that she ran away from the north and ran to Lagos. We met in Lagos yesterday. Her mother and her sister were kidnapped. And were in kidnappers there for 2 months. They asked for 12 million. They could not provide it. Eventually, they came down to 5 million. They sold all their property, including farmlands, to raise 5 million. So the mother was just released. And she was stabbed all over her body. So that she can say that Jesus is not Lord. And say that the other one, whoever is Lord. But she said no, she would rather die. So they stabbed her all over her body. And then eventually, she did not say, but they released her. After she got home, the day before yesterday, they bombarded the place again. They picked another set from the same family. Somewhere in the north, very deep in the north. As I came in yesterday, I saw her, the lady in Lagos. What are you doing in Lagos? I said, this is my plight. Now, let's go on now. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? That's number 4, right? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? Number what? So that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Number what? Who executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed? Number what? He had made known his ways unto Moses, his acts on the children of Israel. Go on. Go on, please. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Number what? Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Number one. That is how David lived his life. David was always counting his blessing. David was not counting losses. Even some of us, we will never see anything God has done. What can come for me, sir? What is pension? With all the problems I'm seeing around, I don't have time to turn on your knee. That's why things are not working. If you hear somebody else's story, you will thank God. I I heard of the story of a lady. She's not here in this country because many of us would think that people that are not, that everything is perfect. She has three children. All the three of them are imbecile. Her three children. All the three children are not normal. The three. She tried first one, problem. Second one, problem. Third one, problem. What is it? What is wrong with you that you have turned mommy into a lifestyle? Wake up! Those that are truly wise, they count their blessing. It is unwise to be focusing on the little, small thing that God is working on. Do you know that your life is still a work in progress? I mean, God is not done with you yet. What's your age? It's not like someone used to look at me now and think that this is all about me. That would be the greatest mistake of life. Just look at me and say, this is all about this pastor. There is still more. The little he has done for you, start counting. Start counting. Start counting. But the fool, the unwise, what they count is the, I lost my job. Things are nothing. I could not pay my rent that time. This time, I did not graduate. Then, Sue is on strike. One of the greatest helpers of my destiny today, I met him when school was on strike, in the days of strike, when I was in Ife. Bosom friend of mine till today. Bosom friend of mine till today. I met him when school was on strike and I was doing a holiday job. Oh God. Everything is working out for your good. Stop counting losses. Romans 8 verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. That delay is for a reason. That situation is for a reason. Don't count losses. Count blessing. Then God will reposition you. Get ready. May we not end before you and your children will be counting blessings. May we not reach middle before you and your children will be counting blessings. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. We are number one now. Okay, let me just give us one more and then we'll go into the benefits of thanksgiving. Number nine difference between the grateful and ungrateful is that the wise think and so they thank. The unwise do not think. Those that are ungrateful, they don't think. I mean, because looking at somebody, the person is okay, the head is coordinated. Everything in life, that person's life is looking okay. But there are some one or two things. Then the person now thinks that those one or two things that are not yet okay are the focus. That is ingratitude. If you think very well, you will see what God has done. If you look deeply, you will see what God has done. That's why there's a song in vernacular in Yoruba. Mo waju mo wen. Mo watu mo wosi, mo woke mo wole ope lo. Mo waju mo we, mo watu mo wosi, mo woke mo wole ope lo. That's how to think. That's how to think. That's how to think. Before you know it, those things that looks like a burden, they will roll away. Say it louder, amen. I say those burdens will roll away. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. 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 Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is fair. Now what? We have quite a few examples of those who thank God and their life changed. We have Jesus. in John chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 8 particularly, and Lazarus, the story of Lazarus, where Jesus also changed his life and woke him up through thanksgiving. John chapter 11 verse 41 to 44. When you get home, you can read it. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits of thanksgiving? Number one is divine presence. Benefit of thanksgiving, number one, divine presence. Number two is contentment. Contentment. We are in a world where there is so much discontentment. When you begin to thank God, you become content. You are just happy with what God has done for you. There's no apprehension. There's no fear. Number three is confirmation of promises. When you thank God, what God has said will come to pass quickly. And number four, thanksgiving makes everything multiply. In this service, other benefits of thanksgiving, number five, is thanksgiving give birth to favor. Someone say favor. In Matthew chapter 14, Herod was having his bad day, and Herodias' daughter was dancing before him. In Matthew 14 and verse 6, the Bible says, and as he danced, and Herod's bad day was kept, and the daughter of Herodias danced before him, and it pleased Herod. Go on, please, if you can. And the Bible says, and as she danced, all of a sudden, he said, ask me anything you want until half of my kingdom, I will give it to you. That's what thanksgiving does. When you dance before God, suddenly God will come to you and begin to answer your prayers in manners you cannot imagine. You say, ask me what you want until half. I will share my kingdom to half. I will give you half. I will, you know, when you are operating in thanksgiving, you get to a level whereby God will be releasing things to you beyond what you can, what you cannot get in 40 years, in one thanksgiving you can get it. Because you are operating under strange favor. For those who approach God with murmuring, with heaviness, never go back with favor. But for you, you are returning with favor today. I say you are returning with favor today. Number six benefit of thanksgiving is you secure heaven's attention. You secure heaven's attention. When you thank God, heaven's attention becomes your birthright. You assess the attention of heaven. You don't struggle to knock. Thanksgiving is the key to assessing heaven, heaven's attention. When you have the key, you don't struggle with the door. It's where you don't have the key, you struggle with the door. The key is thanksgiving. When you get to the door, you open it. In Numbers chapter 11, the children of Israel, they were murmuring. The Bible said they were murmuring and complaining. God was very grieved. If you start from Numbers chapter 11, from verse 1 particularly, and then verse 33, with emphasis, they murmured and God was angry. He was angry with them. I pray that God will not be angry with you in Jesus' name. I say God will not be angry with you in Jesus' name. God will never be angry with you in Jesus' name. If man is angry with you, he's of no much, too, not too much impact. If man is displeased with you, you can decide not to talk to the person again. But if God is displeased with you, your life is at risk. Now look at this. In Numbers 11 verse 1 and 33. Number 1, but it says, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger kindled. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the utmost part of the camp. They didn't steal. They didn't go into idolatry. Their offense was that they complained, and because of this, God was angry. Go to verse 33, Numbers 11, 33. And while the flesh was in their mouths, because they were asking for food, I told you the story a little bit in the first service. And God gave them what was called manna. And they said, what's this? Manna means, what's this? While it was still in their mouths, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against them. they suffered for it. I pray for you today, what your parents suffer, you will not suffer. What your parents suffered, you will not suffer. Number seven, thanksgiving brings acceleration. Thanksgiving brings acceleration. When you get to your place of work after the break, don't go back there with murmuring. Don't go back there with frown face. Frowning brings about drowning. Frowning causes drowning. If you want God to accelerate you, be thankful. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, he reigns. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, he reigns. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, he reigns. One of the major reasons why many are stagnated is because they don't thank God. They cannot see anything God has done. And so they thank God at minimum level. So they remain at average level in life. Thanksgiving brings about acceleration. And lastly, thanksgiving perfects your matter. In Numbers, in the book of Luke chapter 17, Luke 17 from verse 12 to 19, Jesus healed 10 lepers. And after the 10 of them were healed, only one came back to thank God. The others never saw any reason to thank God. And the Bible says God perfected that person's own. And as he entered into a certain city, there met him 10 lepers. You know the story very well because of time. 10 were healed. Only one returned and said, thank you. Others did not. It means that only 10% of human beings are actually grateful beings. More than 90%. They only see what they are eating now. They cannot remember the past. They can't remember anything that is not present. No. Forget that one is past. That's history. You don't operate like that with God. The thing of yesterday, you are still thanking him. The thing of last one, you are still thanking him. The thing of months ago, years ago. That's how to keep getting more from God. My prayer is that as God liveth, through thanksgiving this morning, everything concerning your life shall be perfected. That matter in your heart will be perfected. That situation will be perfected. That circumstance will be perfected. I want to pray a prayer for you this morning. And I don't want you to be offended. Okay? Because I come in love and in peace. Every sickness of thanklessness will be healed here this morning. Because it's like a disease. It's a terrible disease. Devil doesn't need to afflict somebody with anything. Just afflict the person with thanklessness, prayerlessness. What is done? Finish. Thanklessness, prayerlessness. There's no need for any witches or wizard. No thanksgiving, no prayer. It means that they have got that person. They will not get you. I said they will not get you. I said they will not get you. So going to thanksgiving again this morning. Don't say, I was here for service. I danced very well for service. That was first service. This second service. Even if we have five services, that's how we preach and that's how we thank God. He deserves it. Does he deserve it? He deserves it. And I pray that this morning he will bless you again. He will bless you again. He will bless you again. You are smiling now. You are rejoicing now. Nothing will stop you from rejoicing. Your sorrow will not be turned to sadness in the name of Jesus. Your joy will not be turned to sadness in the name of Jesus. Your joy will not be turned to sadness in the name of Jesus. Your sorrow will be turned to joy in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Everything that represents sadness, or everything that doesn't make you happy, will be turned to a source of joy. That area where men thought you cannot make it, you will make it. In that situation where men thought you cannot be well with you, to be well with you. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. That was how your amen was going down that time. And I said that we travel for some time. It looks like you have been too familiar. So I packed my bag and I went to another church where they are not too familiar. So this time around, I hope your attitude will change. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. As God liveth, this month of May is declared your month. Shame will not be your portion. Sadness will not be your portion. Sadness will not be your portion. Untimely death will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Take just 1 minute before we go into Thanksgiving. You are here.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.